See, and this is another one of those apps where I'm like, I downloaded it. Is it free? It didn't tell me to pay for it.
Did it say anything about future in-app purchase?
Oh, there'll be like ads eventually or something. And I'm like, okay, that sounds like it's probably free.
I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast. We are here to cover anything and everything in the Streamiverse. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today. All right, kiddos and older students, not judging how old you are.
Lifelong learners.
Yeah, lifelong learners. You're furthering your education. We last left you hanging on bated breath, basically, of, you know, apps such as What if I had the app?
What have I done to deserve this?
What have I done to deserve this? Is this a free app? It's hard to say. I wish they would just be open, these apps, and say, I am free. Eventually, you'll have to be paying for me, you know. They don't always say.
Open and honest communication with our apps. As much as we would ask for open and honest communication, entering into a partnership with a person.
Yeah, exactly. You want to know what you're in for. Are we paying for it? Is it free? Like,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Is there a limit to this being without advertisements?
Yeah.
What are our options?
Yeah. Just lay it on. I can handle right. it. We got this. So
I want to know if Danielle knows the answers to those things, because Danielle has talked about how this is how she gets with any kind of new tech or new apps. She talked about how she gets excited right away, especially with interactive things.
Right.
Or maybe it is only with interactive things.
She talked about Bandersnatch. She talked about, you know, anything that's trying to be different than the average viewing experience. And she said she's usually all in, whereas I feel like she said Rob is a Debbie Downer or a doubter or not always into it until she can beguile him with techno babble.
Yes. Yeah. Rob talked about he's a little more doubtful or reluctant at first,
mm-hmm.
which I will say that is parallels to you and I as well. Richard, you jump on board right away. And I'm the one who holds back.
That's true.
For a while. I mean, maybe Rob and I could get in a holding back off. I will win every time because I still don't have Quibi.
That's right. You don't have Quibi. And you haven't had Quibi for over 3 months.
I haven't had Quibi my whole life, Richard.
That's true. Ever since Quibi came out, and even before that, you never had it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but I downloaded Echo. I downloaded What If I. I downloaded Quibi. I downloaded HBO Max for 7 days, actually.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because it was 7 days free, and I really struggled to cancel it, but I didn't have $14.99 laying around extra that I could just throw at HBO.
In this economy, oof.
Oof, exactly. $14.99. I mean, that's like Hulu and Netflix combined.
Yeah. Yeah, just so you can watch Sesame Street? No, thank you.
No, thank you. Just so Elmo has a new nighttime talk show? No, no, no.
Right.
Who knew that Elmo was old enough to have a late night talk show? Isn't it past his bedtime?
They probably make jokes about that. But, you know, old episodes of Muppet Babies are available for free on YouTube.
Hey.
So.
And that's my jam.
You're welcome, America.
You're welcome. You don't need to hear, I'm Elmo. Was that a good one?
I think that was the low point of our podcast.
Oh, no, we jumped the shark. It's time to quit.
Well, I guess that means we get our own Quibi show now.
That's right. Speaking of people with Quibi shows, Anna Kendrick in Dummy on Quibi. Anna Kendrick in a different show on HBO Max. She is on all the new apps right now.
She's making her She's making those apps into a meal.
Yes, she is.
I knew I would find a joke in there somewhere.
You did, and you found it real quick. You found it real quick. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay. So, here's the thing. Rob and Danielle, ever since they got the cease and desist, they pivoted, and it's in the intro, they said, Quibi's not the only game in town. We're here to talk about all things that stream. Is this finally the dawning of that new era? Because they've been saying that in their intro for a month or more. But this is really the first time they've actually solidly devoted time to another service or app.
That's right. They almost have completely pulled the plug on Quibi and have introduced everyone to the up-and-coming What If I app. And it reads as very similar to their beginnings of the podcast when it was Quibiverse. It's almost like it's What If I-verse now. And this could be the dawn of a new age where if a new app does come out, they can have their reads on it, their takes on it, and then they can explore it. And then quite similarly, they will decide whether it's something that we need, something that we don't need, if it's going to succeed, if it's going to fail, if it's going to slap a cease and desist order.
Oh, did not see that coming. Rob and Danielle, make nice with the What If I legal team. Send them a basket of muffins.
Mm-hmm. Make them banana bread muffins or however you need to get it solid. That relationship needs to work.
Right. But I'm excited for Danielle and Rob to bring their fresh perspectives to whatever new apps or old. I would be interested to hear their thoughts on existing streaming platforms as well.
Like Huge Lunch, for instance.
Yes. That's the perfect time to watch Hulu is you had a huge lunch. You aren't quite motivated to move about yet. So just stay stationary for a while and catch up on last night's episode of The Goldbergs.
That's right. Totally. Yeah. So I wouldn't mind them going back in time too, talking about all the things like, the internet flicks, Netflix, how they started.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say the start of the internet.
Oh, that also would be good.
You know, I would love to hear Rob and Danielle's assessment on things that were made with Flash animation.
Strong Bad. Homestore 1.0.
Yeah. Let's see. I would love to hear their hot takes on early message boards.
Yes. There's a lot of digging they can do on old internet and new.
So everybody who's a stream millionaire, I think we're really entering the start of Danielle and Rob really like hitting their stride. Like Quibi, everything, it really, you know, like it built up that adversity. If you want to be successful, you need to face a little bit of adversity.
Oh,
and
for sure.
They got that cease and desist. It made them stronger. And we're here for them. We're here for everything that comes from this new era of Streamiverse. And that's time.
And that's time. It's time. Time for a change. Time for us to go. Time.
Oh.
Delightful.
That was good.
That was really good. Oh no, that's the bell. Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.
U-S-S-A-N-R-E.